go live. We are live. You're alive, but are you living? That's a great question for today. You're alive, but are you living? We have a packed. We have a packed show today. I'm gonna go.
Oh,
no more Mr. Oh,
no.
Nice Guy.
We're
attacking this podcast. We're turning the hat backwards. Welcome, athletes, into the gym closet. We have another great episode. It is packed today, full of a mission statement that really explains, you know, everything that we are, and I'm going to try to put it in perspective. It came up several times this week, and so I really want to make sure that everybody understands what we do, you know, why we do it, and how you can follow along, whether you have a brick-and-mortar Crave location or you have just this belief of in you are a certain person. We're talking to you, whether you're in Texas, whether you're in Iowa as an athlete in our gyms, or anywhere you can participate as we do and train and live life the way that we believe athletes should live life. So if this is your first time joining us, you will hear all about what we do in this episode and why we do it. We also have a whole bunch of segments today, athlete shout outs today. I learned some foodie, some bangers that we'll get going and lead you guys into the weekend for. But first, if this is your first time, this is a Crave Gym podcast, giving our athletes a deeper look into what we do. And today, you know, we're also going to dive a little bit deeper into that. I've been putting up a blog site, so we will have our blogs out, and we will have some communications for everybody up on the blog, and it will help help everybody understand what we're doing on a daily, weekly, monthly, seasonal basis. But let's dive right into it. And I just wrote a blog about who we are and what we do. And it starts off, it's kind of titled as, "You're an athlete. You've always been an athlete. Why would you let life, commercial fitness, or your job take that away from you?" And what I mean when I say that is, we grew up as athletes. It's in your DNA that you're an athlete, that you're athletic. Your parents knew it from the day that you picked up a ball and chucked it across the room. You are an athlete. And so one of the things that I say in the blog that I just wrote is, you know, I come across so many different athletes that consider themselves ex-athletes, and everything that I do, whenever I say ex-athlete from now on, I'm going to have a little cross out in the X, because you are never an ex-athlete. You are simply changing vehicles. So say I played college football. College football is done for me. I'm out of college. That's a finite time in your life where you're participating in the actual competitive sport that you ended up choosing. But that doesn't mean that you're not an athlete anymore. And so, you know, that's the vehicle in which you've taken your athleticism, you've taken your athletic prowess, you've taken what you've done in your entire life leads up to that vehicle, right? And now your vehicle is parked, it's stalled, it's done with. Football is done for me. I was done after college football, but now that doesn't mean I'm not an athlete. Now if my car got stalled on the side of the road, I wouldn't just say, well, I'm just going to be stuck here, or now I'm never going to drive or go anywhere ever again. I'm going to basically change vehicles. And that's what Crave Gym is. Crave is, our goal isn't necessarily to be a great gym, a brick and mortar location, or a great team, members of that brick and mortar location. What we do is a lifestyle, and what we do is taking your athleticism and taking it, finding a new vehicle for it. Crave, the way that we live, that is the new vehicle. And so I want to make sure that our team understands that as an athlete, you don't quit being an athlete. You're never an ex-athlete. You don't quit being an athlete when you are injured. You don't quit being an athlete when you're done with the sport. That's your vehicle. You don't quit being an athlete when maybe you go in as an extreme of someone that, you know, gets paralyzed and gets injured and can't do, you know, what they were used to for the rest of their lives. They're not going to be able to run around and play sports, right? That doesn't mean they're not an athlete. Athlete is literally in your DNA. And so we want to take this as a movement, as a way of life, and take it beyond this brick and mortar location, beyond Waukee's brick and mortar location, to the random guy in Texas that's training in Joe Schmo's gym. He should also feel like he can live as an athlete still. And he just needs to find that next vehicle. And in doing that, that means training like an athlete. That means living like an athlete outside of the gym. That means maybe helping with our power partners and all that kind of stuff. That is all correlated in what you do as an athlete. And so it's, I mean, I can't stress enough that being an athlete is in your DNA. You just had an outlet for that athleticism when you played that sport. Now that you're done with that sport, maybe it was in high school, maybe you're done after high school, maybe you went to college and played that sport in college. When you're done with that, you don't stop being an athlete. And that's one thing that I want to get through all of our athletes' heads is, you know, and it's really, really sad. And Zach and I had had this conversation earlier, and I had this conversation with Dan, and I talked to a little bit with Jordan as well, is when you stop sports, a lot of times I see these athletes, and I went through the exact same thing. So you stop your sport, and all of a sudden you lose your identity. Like you're not a wrestler anymore. You're not a football player anymore. You're not a baseball player anymore. And that was you as an athlete in your mind. So take that away, and now who am I? I don't know who I am. I don't have my identity anymore. And that's what Crave was designed for. That's what Crave, as a movement, as a team, as everything that we do, is being an athlete after your vehicle, changing that vehicle and moving on into living that athletic lifestyle. So that doesn't mean you have to, you know, and say you are in Texas. And by the way, you can open a Crave in Texas if you really want the brick and mortar location to train at. Like we really encourage all of our we're growing and we're franchising, and that is a big part of how we want to grow. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a brick and mortar location to live your life as an athlete. What we want you to do is be able to take what we talk about on the podcast, what we blog about, what we show you in and kind of take this next step to being an athlete for the rest of your life. I mean, this is the thing that you take as an athlete, right? You think that it's sports, and you thought that you were doing all of this stuff for sport, but you're really doing it because that's who you are. That's your DNA. But at Crave, we become more powerful in our strength season. We work our metabolic capacity, and we get shredded in our endurance season. We work on speed and quickness in our agility seasons. We work on hand coordination and body control and skill on the bag and on the mitts during our striking season. And so all of that stuff you would normally be training in the background for your sport. But you're not training for that sport. That sport is just the vehicle that takes your athleticism and showcases it, right? We are trying to take back your identity and live as an athlete nonstop, because that's who you are. That's, you know, I look at a lot of these guys, and I talk to them, and it's tough as hell. You guys have both gone through it. I mean, it's tough as hell to have this. Literally, I was a football player, right? And so when I'm done with being a football player, what am I? I mean, Zach, you said you
talked about that on the podcast for. In one of my interviews, one of our previous podcasts, I had that exact same quote. I had no clue what to do, who I was, anything, you know. Like,
and that's the sad truth.
Athletics was my life,
right? But it still is.
It still is,
right? Exactly. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand is they get done with this. They, like I said, and I'm going to keep going back to this vehicle, right? That was their vehicle. That was their outlet for their athleticism. But you're still an athlete. Like, not everyone can do what we do. Not everyone can live the life that we're living, because that it's in your DNA. You are an athlete because of things that you choose to do, or you are an athlete regardless. Things that you choose to do are then vehicles for showcasing that athleticism. And we train to maximize your athleticism on a daily basis. And we have athletes. We'll have an athlete shout out here in a little bit that showcases all of these athletes doing crazy athletic things. And all Crave does is we just train to be more athletic, to be better athletes all the time in the gym. You're also athletic outside of the gym. You have that competitiveness. You have that urge to help people. It's a mindset. It's who you are at the core of your being. And so we want to make sure that people are taking that message and realizing that it's not just coming in here Monday and working out legs. Like, we are working on goals to become more athletic in everything that we do. Depending on what season it is, we have different goals that all tie into that athleticism. And then you can go do anything. And that's what we were just talking about. Jordan went and crushed Murph. And we had a lot of athletes that went and crushed Murph. And we'll have an athlete shout out for those specifically. But you decided to do that on a whim?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. But you can do that.
Right.
You know, we have people running half marathons on a whim because they're in good enough shape and they're an athlete that they can go do that. You hear about it a lot, even in the sports world, a lot in basketball. You hear like, oh, he's not really a basketball player, but he's just an athlete. So he actually does really well on the basketball court. You hear that in every single sport. And athletes that were four-sport athletes, those are their vehicles to showcase their athleticism, and they do it in multiple facets. But their training has always been the exact same. In order to train to be the best athlete that they can be and show it in all those different ways. So we grow up, we get out of college, and now, you know, everybody says, you know, I've lost my identity. I'm not an athlete anymore. Hell yeah, you are. You're still that athlete. You're still, if you choose to change vehicles and continue being an athlete, you can. And that's what we're here for. That's what this podcast is about. That's what our blog is about. It's a higher level. And if you have the, you know, if you have the means and you, or you know someone that does and can open up a Crave next to you and you can train at a Crave location, that's awesome. That's the top of the line. That's the best that you can do. But if not, if you're training in Joe Schmo's gym in Texas, I want you to train and periodize your training and train like you have those sports, because that's going to make you a better athlete. And you can do that in literally anywhere you're at. So definitely reach out to us. You know, this is who we are at the core. And I've just kind of, it's just kind of come up this week where I've been kind of this manifesto have kind of come over me where I'm like, we're not affecting enough people. And we're not growing fast enough to affect the number of people that I want to make realize that they're still an athlete. They still need to live that life. They still need to do the things necessary in order to be an athlete. So, you know, that's kind of my spiel that I wanted to start off the podcast with. And, you know, I have a blog up about it as well. We have a blog site at cravegym.home.blog. I'll put that in the show notes for everybody to click on that link and check out our blogs and what we keep up with, what we do. In that, for our Crave athletes, it'll also show specific events. It'll show all of our Power Partner events for that season and all that kind of stuff. So logistically, it'll be really nice too. But this is a belief. This is who you are at the core of your being. And I know I said that and I've repeated it several times, but this is what this podcast is all about. This is, you know, what we are all about. This is what we're passionate about. If you can't tell, we have all of these things. And so jumping in the pyramid, the block that we're going to knock off, and Coach Wooden had this same thing in mind, because he coached the entire athlete, not just for the specific sport, but what's going to make you better in life and living as an athlete outside of your sport and becoming the best that you can be outside of your sport. So we are getting into the third row of the blocks from the bottom. So this block that we're going to knock off is condition. And condition, he means, in his book, this is a quick excerpt, he says, by condition, I mean physical, mental, moral, spiritual fitness. In any of life's endeavors, not just athletics, rest, exercise, diet, and drills only get us so far. Only when we live a wholesome lifestyle outside of athletics are we going to see the greatest results. And so that's a big, I mean, that this book continues to amaze me, because every time we knock off a block, it's been kind of what's been weighing on my heart like the entire week, and it just seems like it fits perfectly with what we
and
do.
And you know we didn't plan it.
Right, yeah. And for the record, I've read this book, but I don't knock off a block before we walk into the gym closet. So knowing, reading this condition excerpt, you know, we didn't have this planned, and this has been exactly what our blog is about this season, exactly what we're doing. But condition in Crave's sense is, it would match up with our endurance seasons, right? So your conditioning, your physical being for being able to run a half marathon whenever you want, and maybe putting a little bit of extra training into a specific goal. We want that. But endurance season would train for basically your metabolic capacity. You're going to get shredded up. And that season, at the end of that season, you would be able to go run a half marathon or a marathon, no problem. And that's what we love about our seasons. And that's what he was talking about. But then on top of that, taking that endurance and applying it to other things in life, whether it be work. Some days you have long ass days, and if you're not physically and mentally conditioned to go back to the block, then you're not going to make it. You're not going to be as successful in your life, at work, family life. It is, if you have kids, I'm going through it right now. I have little kids. You have to be conditioned. Shout out to Amber, who she does a lot more of the every single day grinding it out with the kids. And if she wasn't conditioned physically, mentally, all that kind of stuff, she would not be able to grind it out like she does and be the best mother for our kids. Same with me as a dad. Same with, you know, work, same with whatever you do in your life, same with our community outreach. If you're not conditioned, you're not going to be able to affect all of the people and make this world better. We're just a small part in our community, and we can see huge impacts. You know, we just got awarded the Salvation Army Award because of our team, who is strong and conditioned, and we take that athleticism, we take that athlete mindset out to the community, and we help other people. And that's why the Salvation Army saw it. They gave us, as a team, they gave us that award. We got Susan G. Komen. We'll have a deal with them that they're recognizing us. And this is just us on such a small scale. And so when I think about the impact that we could have on, like, the world if we all had this mindset, as athletes, we can affect so many people. So let's just do it. If somebody in Omaha is listening to this, if you know somebody or yourself want to open up a Crave, that is a finite brick and mortar place where you can take what we do and you can apply it in exactly how we apply it. That's great. If you don't have those resources, or if you're in Bangladesh and there's no gyms, you can still live your life like an athlete and be, in the bigger sense, have that mindset to take care of yourself, be physically as athletic as possible, but then also have the mental capacity, have endurance and strength mentally, and then also jump into, I'm trying to think of the word now. This was one thing. What's the word when you, your community outreach, anthropic. Damn it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That's it.
Yep.
No. But yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Tylerism. You know exactly what I mean. But that's what I want to get the point across today, is this movement and living like an athlete. It has to be bigger than we have to grow. And if we're not, you know, we want to grow in physical locations and grow our community that way, but we also want to grow in this community that doesn't necessarily have to function as a brick and mortar location. These are beliefs that anyone can have. These are training protocols, different seasons, all of this can be achieved no matter where you are, no matter what you do. Do it in an athletic athlete mindset, and you are going to be in a good spot. So we have a bunch of segments. We have some athlete shout-outs, like I said, we have Today I Learned. But that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I got a few things to say about that. I liked what you're saying a lot. Couple of things. One, I'm going to start off right away. I don't like how much you used the word Joe Schmo when you referred to Texas.
I feel like...
Okay. I just felt like the first time I let it slide, the 14th time, I was like, all right, he's doing that on purpose.
I did use, in my other examples, sorry to interrupt you, in my other examples when I was explaining this to some people that I talked to this week, I did use like Maryland.
Yeah, okay.
As my general...
It felt a little personal.
But I did hone this into Texas, thinking about this podcast.
Good God. Okay, good. Okay, so a couple of things that I really, really like that you were talking about the mindset of an athlete, is one, and we've talked about it before, we've talked about it 100 times, is goals.
Right.
I think that the ability to set goals within the gym, the ability to go after goals in the way that Crave's setting it, they kind of set it for you. You know what I mean? You have the training session beforehand. You've got the periodized blocks. You've got working on endurance this time, we're working on strength this time. We're testing out at the beginning. We're testing out at the end. These are solid goals that you can see. They're tangible, right? They're tangible goals that you can see yourself achieving. It's so applicable to the rest of your life. You can take, I think that like, to me, what you were saying, you know, and it's going to mean something a little bit different to each person, but to me, listening to that and like how Crave has helped me is like taking these goals, and you love to do them in the gym, but you can take them outside and you can apply them to life. And when you go after things in a goal and oriented
with that athlete mindset,
exactly. Right. Totally unrelated to athletics, as I'm chasing after, you know, career goals or doing whatever else on the outside, or you want to help the ARL. That doesn't have to do with being an athlete. That just means you want to be philanthropical.
Yes, nice. Yes.
It just means you want to to help out your community. You want to have a bigger outreach. You want to feel better about yourself. Goals like that, is that athletic mindset, is really what it, when I was listening to you say that and applying it to how it makes me feel or me think about it, it hit, you know, hit home run there.
Hit the nail on the head.
Nail on the head, exactly. And then also the of being strong of body, mind, and soul. I mean, when I'm in better shape, I just feel better. I can work harder. I sleep better at night. I'm able to do things longer, faster, harder. I mean, it just makes life easier to be in better shape. Mentally, being able to work out clears my mind so much. And it's not, for a while, it's always like you just like apply things to yourself. There's so many studies coming out that's like, the psychological effect exercise, like small amounts of exercise, like 30 minutes a day, just
that amount of endorphins. Yeah.
And you know, you come into Crave and you do an hour HIIT session. I never feel better than leaving when I come from one of these things. Even when I'm dead, it just feels awesome afterwards.
Yeah.
So all of those things compounded into real life application, I think are astronomical, or just they extremely helpful.
I love the fact that everyone, and Jordan pointed this out, everyone can take our message and our mindset and apply it to their own life. And like I said, we can grow this community. We can grow as a team with or without the brick and mortar location. Is it easier, like you said, to have that that set up for you? Yes. But there's other ways that you can do that. And
well, I hope we're able to impart that on the podcast. That's what I love about doing this. It's honest to goodness. Like, I hope that at the end of this, a lot of people can grab some of the things we say and say, like, that makes sense.
Right.
I can apply this to my life. I can make this make sense.
And we're going to, like, in the next year, it's my goal to grow. And when I say grow, I mean to get the tools that we use at Crave with workout design, with seasons, with supplementation, with nutrition, all of that periodization, we want to get that to the general public. Like I said, if you're in Joe Schmo's gym in Texas, I feel like if I look up Joe Schmo's gym, Guess where that's going to be?
Well, if, you're probably going to find one in Texas. It's huge. Bingo. It's got one of everything. Well. That's a terrible example. It's got one of everything in Texas.
But is it? I said it 14 times, so it's probably going to have 14 different Joe Schmoes
probably.
Gyms. Yeah. I would guess. And I was actually specifically pinpointing each one of Joe Schmoes'
yes,
gyms
sure
as I talked to him.
Yep. I see the note there. Yep. Mentioned it 14
exactly.
times. Yes.
Exactly. That's I mentioned all of Joe Schmoes' gyms in Texas. So
right.
Joe Schmo... You kind of owe us for this ad.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're yes. listening in Texas and you go to Joe Schmo's gym,
tell the owner
that he owes us some money for this ad that we just ran him, and tell him that he needs to convert it into a Crave. But
yeah,
we do have some awesome athlete shout outs just coming from today's challenge, and which we had our squat max. We do a sub max to try to stay away from some injuries, but in doing so, we're going to give out. This is like an athlete shout out power couples edition. So we had three power couples that all qualified for the championship all today in squatting. So these are legitimately couples that are powerful. Like they qualified during the strength. Power challenge. So, Allie and Justin, huge shout out. You guys both qualified for the championship. Brian and Tammy both qualified today, and Liz and Hart both qualified today. So it is awesome to see those couples that not only they're all consistent in their training, so they're living an athletic mindset inside and outside of the gym. They're all very active outside of the gym as well. But they also are crushing it as a couple on these challenge days, and being able to qualify for the West Des Moines team for the team championship is going to be big. So watch out, Waukee, because six people have crushed it today. So also huge shout out to all the Waukee athletes. I was over there this evening, and they are crushing their squat goals today too. So
For those of you who are listening on here and want to see top 10, all the winners and everything, that is posted on Facebook and Instagram. So go check the comment section.
Yes. So I will also maybe do a link to – so what was my first link that I was going
to do? The blog.
And then in the show notes, I will also link the social Facebook challenge page so that everybody can see the top 10s and the winners of each session to see who qualified for the championship this challenge. Then another athlete shout out this week was Memorial Day. This is on me. I completely forgot. I thought I uploaded last podcast on Friday. Didn't obviously get to it on Friday, so I didn't get that uploaded until Monday. So everybody had a special Memorial Day episode that was supposed to be last week's this week. So if you're not listening to it live, it came out on Monday, and you had some Memorial Day bangers from last week. This week will be updated. But with Memorial Day comes the Murph workout, obviously. It is a workout that has been basically made as a tribute to the military for obviously Memorial Day, and so it's done on Memorial Day. It is run a mile, 100, then you have to do 100 pull-ups, 200
push-ups,
300
squats.
And so
then run
done,
a mile
yeah.
to finish.
And it's originally it was supposed to be done with a 20-pound vest. I think that's optional at this point. But huge shout-out. There was a big community one.
Out at Ignite in Grimes.
Yep, and so they had a big facility that they had to move indoors. It was originally set to be outdoors, but Trace, Mitch, Sean, Jordan, Eddie did it, but he was not with that team. He was on his own at Waukee. He did that one as well as a tribute. So huge shout out to you guys. Jordan being one of them. How was it?
Dude, it was a lot of fun. I had never done that before. Seeing that number of people out for a good reason like that was really cool. Huge shout out Trace, who did it with the 20-pound vest on.
Yeah.
And
he does it every year, doesn't he?
He did it last year for the first time.
Is that we did strict pull-ups. A lot of folks weren't doing that. Everybody on that list we're doing the strict pull-ups, and I think that's important.
And definitely. Do those kipping pull-ups?
None of that nonsense. Yeah. None of that nonsense over here.
I think they should move that workout to 1,000 if you're going to be kipping.
Yeah, if you're
1,000 pull-ups.
If you're going to basically neglect to do the pull-up
part. Right, yeah.
In our pull-up challenge, people were asking if they can kip, and I was like, no.
Right.
I was like, this isn't a CrossFit gym. We're doing pull-ups.
Think about this as well. It's a military-style workout.
Yes.
And think about if you were in the military.
Get punched.
Yeah, try to kip in that training.
Physically hurt you.
Yeah. And then have every right to at that point. So huge shout out to all of those athletes. We are not a community without our athletes. We're not a strong team without our athletes. And so huge shout out to our athletes. And anyone else that starts participating, if you listen to today and you're like, damn, that is me. I need to participate as an athlete in my life. If you start doing that, leave us a line. Let us know who you are, and we will give you guys shout outs outside of this as well, to give you guys credit for living an athlete's lifestyle and having that mindset. So we will make sure that everybody that is on the team, whether you're from Iowa, whether you're from
Texas
or Maryland, wherever you're from, huge shout out. Drop us a line so we know who you are. And then let's get into a little today I learned.
Quickly, I do want to answer Dustin. He sent us a few messages.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, I liked some of yours, Dustin. We got a number of them. I took a screenshot of the foodies that everybody sent us.
Yes.
So we'll kind of go through that. I basically, it's hard to think of foodie every week, so I was like, I'm just going to ask the people. A lot of people came up with some really good ones. We will go through, and each week, I'll give a shout out as to who it was that gave this idea. But obviously wanted,
and that gives us, and that basically filled our.
We've got a while.
Yeah, that basically filled our cup full of options. So thank you to everybody who shot us over a message. And Dustin, that's you. You had a few of great suggestions that I know we are going to be doing in the near future as well. And so shout out to you guys as well.
So that skipped a section. That was our foodies.
We'll go over those.
So, but today I learned.
Today I learned.
Pringles had to use supercomputers to engineer their chips with optimal aerodynamic properties so that they wouldn't fly off the conveyor belt when moving at a very high speed. So when they first made those things, they were bent a certain way that is they sped up
flying off the conveyor belt. Yeah, that is awesome.
They had
awesome.
To use a supercomputer to fix it. They're perfectly designed chips.
So those are...
They don't taste better.
Those are the... Those are like the Maserati and Ferrari of
the
chips.
Apparently. That's but like awesome. With a really shitty engine. Like the engine is the taste.
Right? Yeah. but they do get those speeds up on those conveyor belts, apparently.
Look, Pringles are all right, but I just, man.
I do know that if I eat sour cream and onion Pringles, I'm eating the entire tube.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. They are very good.
I don't know, man.
I dislike all of the other ones that I've tried. But and that might and be onion. Another sour cream and onion. But that might be another foodie that we have.
Somebody said chips. I think that not that we're doing that this time.
Right.
Not this time.
I have a good today. I learned. I didn't learn it today, but
okay.
It's a good one for everyone else to learn today.
Okay.
If
you learn it this week, then it is part of the segment.
When I was in Ireland, in Guinness or in the Guinness warehouse, or the basically the Guinness tour in the warehouse where they brew the brew house and everything, the factory, they have this new technology where they take a picture of your face and then it prints in the foam on top of your Guinness and your face is in the foam. So like you're a portrait of your face is you can it's like a good picture.
Really interesting.
Ever there Very was something I think I would fall in love with. My face in a Guinness foam.
It was pretty cool.
So that's like live time?
Yeah, so like they take your picture. Crazy. You have to pay extra. I didn't pay for it, but they take your picture and then...
Did it like really, really look like you?
No, Like you can do a couple's stamped? One. It's like, they stamp it or something, but like it takes foam out from it and it's... Yeah.
So you vacuum stamp a foam picture of yourself into your beer. I don't know if it gets better than that.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
No. I'll answer that question for you.
It doesn't.
Listen, I've never had children, but I'm pretty sure this is better.
This is better. I have had children, and it's close. It would be close. I haven't experienced that, but if I did, it would...
Still in the air.
It's still in the air. Who knows? We don't know. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. That is Well, today I learned two things today. So let's get right into the foodie. Both of those are actually great foodies. I don't know why we haven't done beer yet.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Because I know what's going to win in stupid Iowa, and it's going to make me so gosh dang mad.
What? What's that?
Bush Light.
You think?
100%.
I don't know.
Look at me right now.
I know.
Look at
but,
me.
I know just by as many a mile. People that like Coors. I'm just
by
saying.
A mile.
Right. But people. I would also argue that
destroy.
The local brewery, what's the local ones? Brewery,
Exile.
Oh, a lot of them.
Exile and those. In this voting...
Nope.
Demographic.
Nope.
I bet you could get Exiled pretty close up there.
The only hope we have are my Texas friends.
That's true.
To snatch it away.
Right down
Bush
Oreos.
Light. I think we already did Oreos.
Have we done Oreos?
Yeah.
Did we do Oreos already?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Or did we do cookies and Oreos won?
I don't know, man. I think cookies.
I think you did cookies.
Know.
I don't know, dude. I don't
how many times
I don't remember doing Oreos, but right. Oreos are.
I was going to say, how many okay. Oreos are there?
Anyway, but
there
foodie,
how many Oreos?
Foodie.
1,000?
For this time.
Dude, there's way too many.
Mitch, I loved his. So Little Debbie's treats, and I don't know if that's gonna. I'm gonna keep that strictly to Little Debbie's, but basically, like, if you were a kid on a soccer team, and
gassy
like whoever
treats.
Brought the treats that weekend,
I don't know,
like what
we
you
keep
used
it Little
to do.
Debbie's? Cause you
how many
got,
Little
like, cosmic
Debbies
brownies?
Well,
you
well
got
that's
stuff
what I'm
like
I'm gonna
that.
Do all those. Like,
but are those
Zebra's
Little Debbie's?
Little Debbie's?
I think those are all Little. I think they're all
those?
Little Debbie's.
Those are all. Then we're good. I just wasn't sure.
There's plenty. There's plenty.
There's
the
a
honey
section
buns,
in the grocery store that I'm thinking of.
Yes.
So I was just gonna go.
We're just gonna do a foodie
section.
There's plenty.
Okay.
There's like three types of donuts.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got crumb.
So Little Debbie, Mitch, I see you there. We're doing that. He brought the oatmeal cream after
oatmeal
the,
cream pie.
He
Ooh.
Brought that after the
oh, yeah,
nice.
Gladiator. That's what we ate.
If I
he was like trying to give it to everybody, like strangers. He's like, eat my oatmeal cream pie. It was getting weird for a while.
If I go to Menards, most likely I'm picking out either a Little Debbie or a giant box of Little Debbies.
Every time?
Nearly every time.
Dude, I used to get a bag of those donuts
Very.
And just crush the whole bag.
The
I mean,
donuts?
I the bag of donuts.
Oh, yeah.
The bag
yeah.
of little donuts.
Yeah.
Dude, and I would say it was right. just a thing.
So are we going to do Little Debbie's here this next
yeah,
week?
Yeah, Little Debbie's
okay.
is this week.
So we're going to give this next week, but we do have some awesome ones from Dustin, who, I what, 17? 47 different
maybe.
Ones. Are awesome, so we will do a bunch of those. What were some of those that we'll have in future foodies?
Favorite steak, favorite burger, favorite Skittle, and then favorite fat source, carb source, protein source.
Ooh, okay. Ooh,
I like
separating
yeah,
that.
I like those.
Yeah.
That's cool. Are you going to do like more dairy?
Dairy is a good one. We can classify these all day long.
Oh, jeez.
What were some other? Did we have any
foodies.
Other ones?
Oh, yeah, like
Steakhouse.
Chips was in there a couple of times.
I know
times.
Someone put
favorite
Steakhouse.
Fries, favorite fries, best fries. Fries.
Some dummy put Steakhouse. I don't know if that's going to work.
That was me.
ethnic food. I like that.
Okay, yeah.
Brian said pancakes, but that made me think.
Pancake shop.
Breakfast food.
Breakfast food would be a good one.
Favorite breakfast food.
I have a friend who keeps telling me to do porn sites.
I don't know. he
said this one. Before. He's like, I already told you, porn sites. No.
Nope.
Sorry. Sorry again, Frankie. We're not going to do porn sites.
It's not a food.
It's he just I
doesn't
think he
fit
just really foodie. Oh, and then cheese.
Just he's
cuts
just
of
trolling
meat.
Us.
Yeah.
The entire time. Cheese is a good one.
Yeah.
Aditi. That was a shout out to
Aditi. Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. Flavors.
Mitch, I don't know. How many flavors of Kool-Aid?
Or Kool-Aid Gatorade. We haven't done
Gatorade.
Gatorade.
Anyway, we're
cool.
loaded.
We're loaded now.
Favorite soda. Favorite
this
soda.
Just, okay, so this.
Oh, Battle of the Breakfast Burrito.
That's a good one. So this just proves that you guys are a hell of a lot smarter than we are because we were having
Look at
trouble.
This list. I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, we were having trouble, and Crave Athletes stepped up and supplied us with the next 2 years worth of foodies that
Hopefully.
We were just we were struggling with.
Yeah.
And so that's an awesome suggestion there. With all of the foodies, this next one we will be doing Little Debbie treats. And if it's not specifically branded Little Debbie, it will be just that aisle in the grocery
store. We all know what we're talking about.
Yep. And you get it.
The end cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. The end,
end cap at Come and Go.
Right. That, right. Yes.
You know
they
what
have,
it
they
is.
Have all the boxes there. So I mean, this, we're at about time. And we've only done like three segments. So today was a packed full of some passionate segments. So we're going to get into weekend bangers. And for anybody watching on live, for anybody that wants to suggest a banger that we can put on, let's do it. Just like we realize that you guys are a hell of a lot smarter than us. So just like you guys had a great list of foodies, let's also do bangers. So you guys, if you comment on here, comment a banger that you want to hear. We'll be putting those out as we end our podcast with two to three bangers every week. And if you're not watching live and commenting on this, go ahead and comment on, we will have it on our Instagram, and we will also be putting this up on all of our Crave sites and all that kind of stuff. So drop us a line on all of our social media with suggestions for bangers, and we will also, because I want to, just like this opened up my mind to a whole new array of foodie, I also want to have my mind open to a whole new array of bangers, because we are just a limited sample. You know, yes. I want some new music that isn't in one of our playlists. But today,
we're three people who are biased to our music.
And yeah. We're not that smart.
Yeah.
Well, now, the foodie, sure, I'm dumb as hell. I proved that by having to ask. But listen to me, your music's not better than mine. I'm sorry. I think, like, objectively.
See, bias.
No, I think, like, objectively. I think, like, if we were to ask the people, like, all right, who's had the best bangers? I think it wouldn't even be close. They'd be like, wow.
Is that even a question? Is that even a question? I don't know.
It's like so many different people like so much different.
They're
music.
Like, oh, Zach came up with that B2B2B guy that you can walk through the forests with. I can't even remember his name.
I like B2B2B. I think that sums it up. So let's get into, okay, which one of you has better bangers?
This guy right here.
You have a better one? Yeah. So that's what we'll lead off with. So do you have a banger?
Yeah.
Zach, let's put yours up first.
All right. So this is actually one. I'm actually seeing this guy in a couple months, but R.L. Grime is his name. And this one been a good one in sessions lately. I don't know. I've been enjoying it.
She just moved to L.A. Go to UCLA. Unique voice. And she drive a Maserati.
Then she got a party. She be
trying to party. You like those DJ deals, don't you? Who's singing?
Or I don't know. 24 hours.
Would you call it singing, or would you call? What do you call it?
Yeah, singing.
What do you call it when you auto tune? You're auto tune talking now. She's trying to party. All right, what song is it?
UCLA.
UCLA by
R.L. Grime and 24 hours.
All right. I can dig it, though.
The good part's coming up. Probably like the sessions on the bass drop. He's born in Texas.
Oh, man.
You kind of like him. Jordan's in. But she's moving to L.A.
Ah,
yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you feel out. All right. Good banger. We'll have that listed. What was that again?
All that UCLA.
UCLA by
R.L. Grime, G-R-I-M-E.
I got to get better at putting these in the show notes so people can download them to their playlists. Next up, Jordan's banger. Leading you guys out to the weekend. This will be our last banger for the podcast. Thank you all for all joining us.
In hell, I'll be in good company by the Dead South.
Once again, I have not heard this.
Very folky.
Once again, I'm feeling it. Ooh, really feeling the whistle. I'm digging the whistle. I'm digging on the whistle hard.
Dude, I'm telling you. Objectively.
Digging the beat. I love it. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today in the gym closet. Hope you got a lot out of it. Our mission statement is easy. We're going to have that loaded at the front of our podcast every single day from now on, so that not only our athletes here in Iowa, but everybody can join us. Again, if you have the means, we want to grow. So contact me for any growth, any franchising opportunities and stuff like that. That's a shameless plug by me. But follow us on all of our social media, Crave Gym. And I am TR Crave Strong, Crave with a K. We're out of here. We were with Jordan Hildreth and at Zach Downs 1. We'll lead you out with, what is this again?
In Hell I'll Be in Good Company by the Dead South. The stage smells, tells, hells, bells, misspells, knocks me on my knees. It didn't hurt, flirt, blood, squirt, stuff, shirt like me on a tree. After I count down 3 rounds, in hell I'll be in good company. Stop shirt like me on a tree. They dress up in like